Pfizer's emergency use hearing with the FDA is set for December 10th.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our Arctic chill will start to fade just a little bit today with plenty of sunshine. After a cold start, we'll see temperatures moderating to about 56 this afternoon. That's a start. Not quite as cold tonight. Overnight low temperature 35 with partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, we'll tease 60 degrees as clouds increase. Risk of some showers by Thursday night into Friday. Friday's high upper 50s to around 60. And right now, the weekend looks dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Season's greetings from Brubaker Motors, wishing you safe travels this holiday season. Buckle up from Brubaker. It's better at Brubaker.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey is urging state school systems to resume in-person learning. She released a statement Tuesday saying she is working with the State Department of Education and the state legislature to make sure students are back in the classroom in 2021. COVID-19 hospitalizations in Alabama have hit a record high at more than 1,700. Dr. Don Williamson, president of the Alabama Hospital Association, says these high numbers are putting stress on Alabama's healthcare system. And Alexander City police are searching for a murder suspect. Police are looking for 24-year-old Ashley Kinney in connection to two people found shot and killed on Oak Hill Drive earlier this week. Police say Kinney is considered armed and dangerous. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's cleaning service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning, River Region.
Every great pool has a great pool partner, and I'm not talking about a flotation device. I'm talking about a team of pros that make sure your pool is clean and pristine and always inviting. For me, that team is Fagan Pool Services. Veteran founded, owned, and operated for two generations, the Fagan family has 50 years, that's 50 years of experience in providing excellent pool service and maintenance. I picked Fagan after my previous service installed a system that failed after 6 months. Fagan came to the house, diagnosed the problem, and fixed it the same day, and they've been my team ever since. Fagan can handle all repairs, including pool liners, motors, pumps, filters, salt generators, and leak detection. Fagan pool technicians are dependable and deliver friendly customer service. I trust them completely. For renovations, repairs, and great service, partner up with Fagan. For a quote, go to Fagan, that's F-A-G-A-N, FaganPoolServices.com, or call 334-201-1819. That's 334-201-1819, Fagan Pool Services.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. My co-host, Jack Campbell, live from his kitchen. How you doing?
Fine. How you doing?
I'm all right. We got Eddie in the house, man of the phones. But thank you for all the birthday wishes yesterday, folks. And without further ado, because it's a very busy man we have here on the phone, somebody you know from way back, Jack Campbell, Matt Brainard.
I certainly do.
Matt, welcome to the program.
Hey, Matt, how are you doing?
I'm better than Custer. I hear you are as well.
Well, I am. Thank you, Matt. It's really good to hear your voice, and I understand that you are all over the place these days, and I wish you the very best. You were, enjoyed working with you years ago, and welcome to our program.
I'm glad to be here. I'm glad we were able to make time to chat today.
Well, Matt, I think I first ran across your work with the Voter Integrity Project. And for folks who don't know, Matt helped put together a lot of the data that helped propel the Trump 2016 campaign. But with the Voter Integrity Project, I think I first ran across you when I saw Tim Pool talking about your work. And then I sat down and watched it's about a 42-minute presentation you put out on your YouTube page. Folks, you can just search Matt Brainard on YouTube. Great presentation. Since we're limited on time, you really nailed down what you said is hard evidence. I was looking at some of these statistical analysis from others, and it's all Greek to me, but you wanted something that was solid. So you created many categories. What jumped out to you the most about potential fraud that seemed clear as day?
I think that in people's minds, or the way it sometimes gets portrayed, is people think of voter fraud as these machines in areas where, like a major city where there's a political operation that just operates this mass voter fraud effort. But what our findings are is that a lot of the illegal ballots that we believe were cast illegally were in many cases an operation of an individual where they cast ballots where they should not have been able to or where they shouldn't have and just individually decided to do that, most likely knowing they shouldn't. So, for example, we'll have somebody in New York City whose parents still live in Georgia, and they used to live down there, and they feel like their vote doesn't really count in New York City, so they just cast an absentee ballot down in Georgia. And that's one of the consistent problems we found, is that a lot of people who have moved out of these pivotal states ended up casting early votes or absentee ballots down the states, or in some cases had somebody cast them in their name without their knowledge. And, there's always... between clerical error and this type of illegal ballots and perhaps some other more nefarious efforts, this has kind of always been around. It's always we would always have been able to detect this going back in time. The problem is the election is so close that these efforts, it appears to me, have been determinative in the outcome of the election, because you take a look at three states where we think that the number of illegal ballots is greater than the margins between the two candidates, Wisconsin, Georgia, and Arizona. Without those states, Joe Biden does not have enough votes in the Electoral College to win. If those states went to Trump, he would have prevailed in the House of Representatives. So it really casts a cloud over everything, and I don't think anybody can look at our data and then say, well, I have any confidence that Joe Biden actually won this election.
Well, and you were recently asked by the FBI, correct, to hand over some of what you found.
That's correct. And we're providing this data to federal law enforcement, state law enforcement, and local law enforcement, and in hopes that they can take it to the next step. And this has also been introduced to legislatures. I'm somewhere between Detroit and Lansing at the moment, on my way to the state capitol to discuss the findings in Michigan. I was in Arizona, I guess yesterday, the day before, maybe in Georgia in a day or two to discuss the findings there, so the legislature can take action as well. So it's just a matter of getting this information to the right people so they can evaluate it, come to their own conclusions. Everything we've done is replicatable. I mean, if I just told you how I did the analysis, you on your own should be able to do it and come up with the same result. It's very accessible that way. And we just need folks with authority to take it seriously and take the next step.
Well, and one thing we could get into, and I again encourage folks to check out the video you put up on your own YouTube. Are you going to be on Tim Pool's live cast tonight?
I was supposed to be, but I got called in to testify, and he does that in person.
Right.
So unfortunately, that's been delayed until next week. Regrettably, but I always make time for media, but I'm sure you guys understand what the priorities have to be.
Absolutely, and I'm just hoping for folks to take the time, look up Matt Brainard. The longer presentations, I watched the presentation in Arizona. There's one, as I said, on his YouTube page, and I know we're limited on time this morning, Matt, So instead of getting to all these breakdowns and categories, like people, you know, registering at postal office addresses, these sorts of things, you ended your video on YouTube talking about cynicism. Now, anybody who knows me could say I've had some doses of that when you follow politics enough. But I think you make a very important point about we should still remain hopeful that we have a working system here. Could you speak to those who are feeling really down and out right now, like they're just not pumping sunshine around our democracy anymore?
Right. Well, when I initially started this project, I didn't have any preconceived notions about what we'd find. We're not determined to go prove that this election was stolen. We're just going to run some analyses and see what they said, shook out of it. And when we initially started, I was thinking, if I was a Joe Biden supporter, I'd certainly want this project to continue because all these questions surrounding the election, if Matt Brainerd and his team can resolve, he's somebody on the right, if he says, well, it's a clean election, well, that would be very helpful because then we can cite that and we can talk about other things other than, voter fraud. But nobody on the left did that or expressed the idea that, let's do an open investigation. Let's have some transparency here and put these concerns to rest. They didn't want that to happen. And, I in a way, I guess I'm pretty cynical myself because my suspicion is that I think that the left believes that the idea of voter fraud helps them, whether or not voter fraud itself helps them. Mm-hmm. The idea of it helps them because if we on the right believe that there's no point in voting, that it doesn't matter, if we become demoralized, then they can win even easier and with less effort. So that's why it's so important that throughout this that folks who are, share my conclusion that if Biden is inaugurated in January, that he's not actually president. He's merely the presidential occupant, given that there's no one can honestly have confidence. The nation can't have confidence that he won this election based on these findings, since they haven't been addressed or resolved. That they continue to fight. And, in your state, I've actually was an election observer at your municipal election a couple months ago, and I actually had a list of people I knew that I was going to give scrutiny to who cast absentee ballots. And, there's one individual who I know did not live there. When their absentee ballot came up, I raised my hand. I explained why they shouldn't be allowed to vote, and that vote didn't count because it was established that he did not live there. So in states where you are, where you can control things, you've got to fortify your election system. And in states where you have more of a struggle with that, we've got to remain committed to the fight. And, it certainly would help ourselves and speaking to the GOP and political candidates as a whole. We've got to be objecting to this stuff before the election, not after. Because right. Every piece of data that I did this analysis on, all of it was available before Election Day. So all of these, getting these voter lists cleaned, if it takes a lawsuit, bring a lawsuit, staying on top of this stuff. But we can't give up. We can't just throw our hands up in the air and say this is pointless, that it doesn't matter what we do, we can't win. We've just got to find other ways to win and ways to be more vigilant.
Well, and especially seeing folks like yourself and many people after the fact of this election, we should have done it more beforehand. But it's a reminder that being engaged with our system, being engaged with the process, is more than just voting. And you're seeing that with a lot of folks. Jack, you have any parting shots for your old
buddy? Yeah, Matt, what about, I know you probably hadn't looked at this because this doesn't appear to be what you're up to right now, but all these rumors about the system that was used in a lot of states that when you get to a certain number of votes that it triggers this and awards the Democrat more votes. Are you looking into any of that?
I looked into it and I can tell you why I can't look into it more deeply. And that's actually the problem. All of those voting machines, voting equipment, and this is, I do have a pretty good knowledge of it because I actually used to work for a company where we indexed the entire country's voting equipment and all the vendors they were using and basically sold that information in the format of a database. The problem is that all of these election equipment that are at the heart of the controversy are closed source. Mm. The software is closed source. Everything involving the elections in this country absolutely must be run on open source software and open source design. And, you know, that might be a confusing term or unfamiliar term to many of your listeners, but what it basically means is that being able to see the code that operates those machines, that code is publicly available. And I will tell you, I don't know what you've got, you know, your election equipment in Alabama, but anybody who voted in favor of or administrator who agreed to sign a contract to purchase election equipment that is not open source should never be trusted with any kind of political judgment ever again. If anybody in Alabama that you can find selected an election system that is closed source, like the Dominion is, you need to run them out of office. You've got to replace them because they're not competent to do their job. We cannot have, no democracy can have closed source software running their elections. And the problem isn't so, it's not just that, things can happen, right, as has been alleged, right, but that it creates a space for that allegation to live and to thrive. And an illegitimate government is dangerous, but just as dangerous is the reasonable suspicion that the government is illegitimate, that the democracy didn't work, and this fuels it. So you absolutely, you know, this is something you, your audience members can do. You ought to call your county clerk, your state government, and ask them, so what kind of software are you guys running down there? Is it open source or is it not? And if it's not, you've got to burn it down. You've got to get aggressive. You've got to get that out of your system and find open source solutions so that this suspicion can't come to your state. Look, because everybody has problems with how government operates. They don't do necessarily a great job with the roads. You got potholes. They don't do a great job with immigration. Everything takes too long and the border's open, right? They can do a bad job with a lot of different things and people can still kind of live with it. What people can't live with is them doing a bad job of running the election. That's the one thing that we cannot suffer, you know, poor government service. And this is one of the ways we have poor government service, is all these counties, all these states with closed-source design, closed-source software running their elections. You cannot have that.
When I saw you mention that in your YouTube video, I was alone after a long day of news, but I think I stood up and cheered for nobody else to see me. Amen. It is unconscionable that is the case, that we have these votes going into these black boxes. And in court, you have state lawyers saying, Georgia saying, well, this is proprietary information we can't share with anybody. We got to protect the trade secrets of these companies. It's just unreal. Yes. It really is. I know.
Yeah, and Microsoft makes available, there's open source election software. I'm not endorsing theirs, but it's not like it's not out there.
Right.
Right. And I mean, come on, this is America. We can do anything. If we need to develop open source software to run these election systems, we'll do it. Right.
Well, amen. Well, Matt, I really appreciate your time. Generous of you to jump on the show. And it's great, you know, connecting you back with your old buddy Jack Campbell here.
Yeah, Matt.
We'll have to catch up, man. We'll have to catch up.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you,
well,
Matt.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, we'll talk again soon, guys. Take it easy.
You too. Well, that was fantastic.
Wasn't it, though?
Matt Brainerd, he's all over the place these days. He was on Lou Dobbs last night. He's making the rounds on all sorts of different media. You know, you can watch his presentation. It's about 14 minutes at the Arizona meeting, hearing they had with legislatures there. He is really doing good work. And just to make clear, because he was limited on time this morning, there are a lot of folks out there putting out speculative statistical analysis. And like I said to him, a lot of that's Greek to me. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't, you know, I get that, oh, yeah, there's these spikes in the middle of the night, and based on our statistical modeling, this is an anomaly. Look at the scatter plot. And it just, your eyes kind of roll into the back of your head. What Matt did was simple reaching out to voters. For instance, hey, it says here that in Arizona and Maricopa County that you voted absentee, did you? And they have these phone calls recorded. No, I didn't do that. Okay, we're going to have a lawyer follow up with you. If you want to put this under oath, you can. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. He's the guy who brought to my attention what we were talking about yesterday, Eddie. In Wisconsin, the one way you can vote in Wisconsin presenting ID, vote absentee without presenting ID, is if you're indefinitely confined. And it's understandable. There might be folks who really can't leave the house.
Right.
So starting back in 2010, they have records of people who applied for that status. And it's in like 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 people. And then in 2018, it jumps up to 14,000 people indefinitely confined. And in 2020, 160,000 plus people claimed they were indefinitely confined.
God, that's unreal.
And here's the deal, because the folks might be out there listening and going, whoa, COVID-19, it's keeping people at home. COVID-19 right. was not a legal excuse to get that status. So this is the sort of stuff he was uncovering. He looked at all these folks who claimed their address where they registered to vote were apartments,
mm-hmm.
like apartment 5444 or apartment 3222. And it turns out the address was a postal building. There are no apartments at the post office. And they're finding thousands of those. It was more difficult to figure out dead voting, and these are things we could have gotten into with him if we had the whole hour. But he's very dispassionate about how he was presenting and examining the data, reaching out to voters. So his work, I can see why he's handing over to AGs across the country, giving it to the DOJ and the FBI. It's really solid work. It's not speculative. And he's a serious guy. And how long ago did you work together, Jack?
2010,
okay.
Yeah, when I was working with Bentley.
Okay, very good, very good. Yeah, it's
he's written a short story, a book of short stories, too. I have a copy of it somewhere.
I got to read that. Because he's very, I think, by design. He opened up a little bit there when you hopped on the line with him. But I've noticed in the interview, he's very dry, I think, by design. He's trying to be very passionate in his presentation. But I'd want to check out some of those short stories.
Well, that was when Brent Buchanan and I worked with him, and we gave him a lot of list business, I think. And he rewarded us with a bottle of Johnny Walker Blue, which was like $150 a bottle for our Christmas present that year. But
good man.
Anyway, he's a really very interesting, very smart guy. And I think he spells his name B-R-A-Y-N-A-R-D.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
You can find, just search Matt Brainerd on YouTube, and there's a YouTube page that's his. And only a few videos on it, but one is the big presentation of all his findings. And he specializes.
You have his phone number, don't you, Joey?
Yeah. I do.
Okay, well, I'll get it from you, because all I could find was his email address.
Yeah, I'll get it to you. I'll get it to you. Okay, so how are you doing, Jack?
Doing okay. Just coughing my head off, but other than that... Kind of stopped up. Just kind of stopped up. But other than that, I'm fine.
Well,
a little cold outside there. I feel like I'm in Fargo.
It's a very...
Yeah, you betcha.
Going on other than people being thrown into the wood chipper, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Gee, Margie.
Well, we need to hit a break here because we made room for Matt. Again, y'all check out Matt Brainerd all over. He's doing a lot of interviews. Thank you again to Matt for his time. And a lot of breaking news yesterday. I don't know if you caught it, Jack, but Attorney General William Barr first stated to the Associated Press, well, from what I've seen so far, I don't see any systemic fraud that could overturn the election.
Mm-hmm.
To which the Trump campaign, Jenna Ellis and Rudy Giuliani said, well, you haven't looked at what we've got yet. So with all due respect, and truly all due respect, I think they put it in those terms. We're not being, smartasses here. Like, you just haven't seen what we've got yet, Mr. Attorney General. Then, as everybody's like, oh, there's trouble in paradise. Look, the Trump AG's fighting with the Trump legal team. Oh, no. William Barr drops this bomb. He named John Durham. We've been asking, where the hell is Durham?
Yeah.
What's U.S. Attorney Durham up to? He named John Durham special counsel Durham.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave him the scope of looking into the origins of the Russia investigation from 2016, as well as the Mueller special counsel office. So we now have special counsel Durham looking into special counsel Mueller.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord.
Right.
Good.
Right. So there are a lot of developments.
Well, as Mueller was as forthcoming as he was in the hearings, what did you know? He was kind of like, what did you know and when did you know it? And he basically said nothing. I knew nothing. I still know nothing. Right. I mean, he looked like a bumbling idiot.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't think it's Mueller. I think he was
No, I think it's that Wiseman. Is that his name?
Oh, Wiseman. And, I mean, it's the usual suspects we've come to know. Strzok and Page, the lovers.
Oh, Lisa. Oh, Peter. Oh, Lisa.
I miss Trump doing that. Oh, man. If Trump's not going to be president, I hope he still does rallies, because that guy really is. Oh, he makes me laugh. He does.
Yeah.
272-9228. Let's hit a quick break here, and I'll come back to Soldier Boy and others. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon.
Without the static, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Have you heard about the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest?
They're talking about on the radio, you know.
Well, you can hear it on the radio. I mean the radio. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Get holiday savings now at the Home Depot on select GE appliances, washers, and dryers in either white or diamond gray, just $5.98 each. You get a high-efficiency top-load washer and dryer, plus a 2-year limited parts and labor warranty. Order online, you'll even get free delivery. Holiday appliance shopping, improve. Save on select GE appliances now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Continental U.S. only, while supplies last. Valid through December 2nd. Free delivery on orders $396 or more.
Liberty. Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Marvelous, because I, a thespian, have been on a quest for the perfect insurance.
Sweet balcony.
I've requested no less than 13 balconies.
That's a lot.
All the world's a stage.
Well, with Liberty Mutual, thou customize and thou saveth.
That's the spirit.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Wow Business wants to support your business with reliable internet starting at $44.99 per month. Save more when you add a phone. Get started at wowforbusiness.com. Offers for new customers subject to change. Prices do not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Wow.
Get the best prices with the once-a-year sales event going on now at Prattville Carpet. Now through the end of the month, take advantage of the best deals on high-quality flooring for your home. Plus, receive 12-month interest-free financing with approved credit. Call 285-8117 to schedule your free pre-measurement, make your purchase, and save big. It's that simple. It's the once-a-year sales event going on now at Prattville Carpet, 2201 Cobbs Ford Road.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him. He's a great waiter, and two-thirds, three-fourths of the crowd that comes in tonight wants Dirk to wait on him because he's a first-class great waiter.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. The way they make that pesto sauce, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand-patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks, and they are dedicated, and they love to put out some great food. And we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
In the need to grab and go, Sinclair's now offers takeout.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. Jack Campbell's here. He's not back at his position yet. But in the studio, we have Eddie the Beefcake Bader. That's my new nickname for Eddie, Beefcake.
All right.
How you doing today, Eddie?
I'm good, Joey. How are you doing? You feeling older?
Yeah, yeah, I'm feeling a little older. How do you like my new nickname, Jack? Did you hear it for Eddie?
What is it?
Eddie the Beefcake Bader.
Beefcake?
Yeah, I'm thinking Beefcake's a good name for him.
I think you're saying that because
I was thinking more like Cream Puff.
Yeah, but it's a nickname kind of like Little John, you know. One of those.
It's like Stretch for short people.
Yeah, there you go. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. This hour, News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Give them a call today at 279-6036 for all your audio video production needs, but especially if you're looking to transfer those old analog memories, old videotapes, film reeled slides, get them transferred into the digital future on a DVD or digital file for your computer. Dan Black Studios, 279-6036. Let's go to the phones and talk to Soldier Boy here. Hey, Soldier Boy.
Soldier Boy.
Hey, I'd call it a more like a cupcake.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
We'll have a vote on it later.
Yeah, please.
Oh, okay. What was it you were mentioning? I have like zero confidence in our Attorney General, Mr. Barr.
Hmm.
I don't know who's slower, him or my grandfather trying to get to the bathroom. I don't know. It's like a slow race. And is the Department of Justice over the FBI and CIA? Is that correct?
They're over
the CIA.
FBI for sure. They have an indirect relationship with the CIA.
Okay. I mean, I have like zero confidence in the FBI after all the things they've done to General Flynn.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What they've done to Mr. Trump, a standing president. Unbelievable. I mean, if I lived and grew up, should I show my age, through Watergate. I didn't think anything could ever top Watergate. And this clearly has.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we think of it being infamous, the Watergate scandal and everything, breaking in, stealing a couple reel-to-reel tapes, you know. This was like a mastermind of hundreds of people involved in it.
It's a coup. It's nothing short of a coup.
Thank you. You're right, Jack. Jack's on it again. He's got his finger on the pulse of America. I mean,
and what's even more unnerving is that it's not just people within the government, within the intelligence community and law enforcement. They're also working hand in hand, especially looking back, hindsight being 2020, so to speak. You can see how they're working hand in hand with the press.
Well, yeah. For example, when I was in the military and I worked in intel, I guarantee it, if I would have said something that I read in a classified document and it got out in public, I guarantee it the Office of Special Investigations would have been out there questioning and pulling everybody who had access to it, seeing who had access to that information, who signed on for that documentation, when it was looked at and everything. There's so many counter checks and balances. They would have found out and they would have punished me. I'd have been in Fort Leavenworth, making nice little license plates for Jack's, car.
Mm-hmm.
But here, you get these leaks that come out from the White House. Leaks that come out from a source from the military intelligence. You know what I used to tell my troops? If you can't give me a name along with your source or somebody told you, then it didn't happen. I want accountability.
Right.
Don't tell me it happened and you don't have somebody like all these people, for example, that are signing all these affidavits about the corruption in voting and everything. It seems like George Soros has positioned all these judges in place years and years and years ago in his great little plan. And a lot of these judges is looking at, like you had mentioned, they're looking at these 250 subpoenas and basically calling 250 Americans that are willing to go to jail in a federal court, in a federal jail, for lying under oath.
Right.
What kind of people do that?
It's just unreal. It really is.
And look at them and dismiss them as nothing. Oh, well, that's not nothing. I mean, and that's, I heard something yesterday. I don't know if it was you or somebody else or another, or on national television. I'm putting you up there, Joey.
No, thank you.
Somebody says, well, we can't find based on circumstantial evidence. That's BS, Bravo Sierra.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been a couple times in court, and I, what do you call it, the question the jurist, And the lawyer looked at me, he says, we don't have a body, we don't have a weapon. But if based on circumstantial evidence, and if I can string that circumstantial evidence together, can you find somebody guilty of first-degree murder? And I said, well, if you can chain it together and connect it together and make a nice little necklace out of it, hell yeah.
Right.
How many times have people been put in jail for first-degree murder and the body's never been found or a weapon?
Right. And here's the thing. It's not even just circumstantial. You have straight-up evidence in many cases.
Right.
And then here's the more general point. It's why I've been worried about these mass surveillance programs for a while now. Here's a good rule of politics, folks. If a certain power exists, people will use it. And they won't use it, oh, we have all these checks and balances. And no, they're going to use it to their advantage. And I think that's exactly what's been clear that happened in 2016. And I suspect it's been going on a lot longer than that.
Absolutely.
And to have our country run by essentially competing cliques within law enforcement and spying agencies is not a good place to go for all sorts of reasons I shouldn't have to spell out. So
we're like the Gestapo, for example. We're spying on our own people. I tell you one thing that I want back. I want the Patriot Act torn up, period.
Right.
If I have to give my liberty, my civil liberties away and my freedom, I'll just pack a gun and I'll protect myself from a terrorist.
Second Amendment solution to terrorism. Not a bad idea. I've heard that somewhere.
Are you a big fan of the Patriot Act?
No. No.
You gave up too much.
Yeah, I was a young man when all that happened. I was just, they had just dropped,
This is 9/11. Oh, we got to have the Patriot Act. I'm going to revise it.
And then you have this massive bureaucracy created out of, essentially, they consolidated a lot of stuff, the Department of Homeland Security, and that's worked just wonderfully in the last few years,
right? Like they talk to each other, really. Yeah.
Well, Soldier Boy, I've got a lot of
questions. Let me ask you one more question, too. Another thing is, a point is Mr. Snowden is a patriotic hero.
Amen.
Agree or disagree?
I agree with you. I know that's a big debate out there, but I've been saying that from the beginning.
I mean, didn't he let us know that our own country was illegally wiretapping and listening to our calls?
Yes, he called it turkey tyranny, and that's he's one of the people that woke me up to part of the corruption.
He's a patriot.
Yes.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Soldier Boy. 272-9228. How you doing, Jack?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm all right. Before we hit this break, we got to take this call. Let's go to Duke. Hey, Duke.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, I want to send a belated shout out to the birthday young man.
Oh, thank you, Duke.
How you do?
No, I'm all right. It was a good day. It wasn't a perfect day, which I'll get into a little later. Tragedy always strikes when, it's opportune, but I'll get to that later.
Okay. Soldier Boy, you're going to be okay. About this Bia Barr thing. Now, Bia Barr been licking Trump boots for a little while till his tongue got so raw and everything and torn up. All of a sudden, when he stepped out and say he didn't find no fraud, everybody got wind in their jaws and mouth all swollen up and everything. What's up with that, fellas?
I don't know what he looked at or...
Barb just put out a simple statement. So far, I have not seen anything that was systemic enough to overturn the election.
But he been licking his boss man boots for so long, and everybody been amening and throwing parades and everything behind all that. So why all of a sudden they mad? Why y'all mad?
I don't think I came across as mad. I reported what the Trump legal team said.
Yeah, it sounded like he had wind in his jaw because, you said that Barr made this accusation about this and that
I just reported what Barr said, and then I also reported Barr's name a special counsel.
But your tone in your voice sounded a little bit stronger this time, like you're down about it. Come on, be happy about it. This man told the truth this time.
Well, he also, like a good lawyer, qualified his statement. You see the key words, so far? So far?
I see
from what
all
I've
of
seen
it.
So far?
Yeah. But
I
know
have to say, Duke, one of the best insults out there. I've heard people on the right and the left use it as boot licker. I love that one.
I'm talking about he's been licking strong. I'm talking about his tongue raw. I told you his tongue is raw now. Very raw.
Well,
dude,
don't give up hope.
How you doing, Jack?
Biden
What's up,
yet?
Jack? Come
on,
talk to me, baby.
I said, don't give up hope. We gonna get Biden yet.
What's wrong with Trump, though, man? Why won't he sit down somewhere? Why won't he sit down? For real, he needs to sit down somewhere. I mean, it's over. I heard a blues song say, it's over. You heard that song before, Jack?
Yeah, I have.
Go play that for me in a few minutes. For, you know, baby, to make my day go stronger. Well, help me out, baby.
Well, we'll see what happens, Duke.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, man.
Thank you, Duke.
272-9228. Got to hit this break here. Steve, hold your position. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility, unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
At Marguerite's, we make it, we really make it. And for this Christmas, for $99, we've made a gemstone diamond drop earrings. That's right, in all your birthstone colors. Unbelievably, only for $99. We do it in 14-karat white or yellow gold with the birthstone of your choice. Only at Marguerite's do we do a Christmas special for $99. Nobody else in the country touches us. We're in the Pepperidge Shops. We're open every day to Christmas. Come visit us. Let us help you out. Don't miss up on the $99 Christmas special drop earrings. Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long. It's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Millennials, Gen X, Baby Boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It is our temperatures are going to start to moderate a little bit starting today. Plenty of sunshine. Should be a great day with a high up to about 56. That's still way below normal, but it's getting better. Tonight, not quite as cold. Overnight low temperature down to about 35, partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, we will tease 60 degrees. I think the clouds will start to increase during the day. Risk of some showers by Thursday night into Friday. Friday's high in the upper 50s to around 60. And right now, the weekend forecast still looks dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hold on to your butt.
Olden women are beautiful lovers.
Welcome back.
I said older women.
You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon.
I've been
coming into a little Ronnie McDowell for no reason at all. None at all.
Yes, that older women know just how.
272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Let's go to the phones and talk to Steve. Hey, Steve.
How you doing this morning, Steve?
Good morning, one and all.
Morning.
I would like to take the opportunity to try and answer old Duke's question about why Trump won't sit down. It's the same exact reason that Hillary Clinton can't sit down, and especially the former president, Barack Obama, can't sit down. It's called ego.
Mm.
And they all have egos, which won't allow them to sit down. But that's the answer to his question. They all suffer from it. But anyway, I don't know if you heard Mark Levin or not, but he was talking about that President Trump was the first president in modern times to have received more votes this time, exactly 10 million more, than he did and not to be reelected in his first term.
Right.
Well,
and you can break that down even further. Look at the number of state legislatures Republicans kept or took. Look at the number of seats they gained in the House. Like, it's the most bizarre breakdown. And maybe it can be explained by mail-in balloting, all that. But it is a bizarre breakdown.
Well, I can understand them not opening an investigation. The Justice Department turning their back on this if there was no credible information. If there was just reasonable suspicion. But there's enough credible information. They knew federal postal employees threw away, destroyed ballots. They know that. They have sworn affidavits, not from some Yahoo on the street, but from eyewitness people that were involved in legally counting votes. They've got sworn affidavits from them.
And let me back up what you're saying here. This is from the Washington Examiner. In the most extraordinary report, a U.S. Postal Service contractor said his trailer full of 144,000 to 288,000 completed mail-in ballots, which he drove between New York and Pennsylvania, disappeared after he delivered it to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, in a depot. Claim that ballots were backdated by postal workers in Traverse City, Michigan. Trump campaign mail was put in bins labeled undeliverable bulk business mail, while the same type of mail for Biden was ordered to be delivered on time. Wow. This is at a press conference yesterday, I believe the Amistad group or project.
I mean, that's incredible, Joey. You've got a federal employee making that statement. This is not some Yahoo on the street. That right there ought to be enough probable cause to open a major investigation. And for them, I mean, think about the what they impeached Trump over. They used a third-party conversation, and neither one of the people on the phone said they didn't say it, but they used a third-party person at a lunch meeting that said they overheard the conversation.
Right.
To impeach the president of the United States. You got credible information. The Justice Department is compromised, and I don't think it will ever, never get its credibility back. If they don't open an investigation, you know, as I was saying, it's not what you know that don't hurt, it's what you know for sure that hurts you. They know for sure, based on federal employees, based on sworn affidavit of poll workers, that fraud went on, that stealing of ballots, throwing ballots away. And if they turn their back on this and they don't have boots on the ground, they don't have postal inspectors, postal investigators out there in the field, the Justice Department is compromised. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
And Steve is not alone in that sentiment. Look at even from people like Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood feel the same way. And they especially feel that way. Maybe they feel that way about A.G. Barr personally or not. I'm not sure. But when it comes to dealing with the whole DOJ and U.S. attorneys down the board, there are a lot of issues here. You're fighting a whole system.
I don't know how anybody in this country, and Trump knew it the day he found out they were going to do it. I don't know how about anybody in this country did not know that once they made the decision to allow mass voting by mail, not absentee, but everybody getting a ballot.
Right.
No one should be surprised this happened. No one. I'm not.
Exactly. Well, 272-9228. Again, this hour of news and views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Give them a call today at 279-6036, 279-6036. Especially if you want to transfer those old videotapes, film reels, slides to a DVD or digital file. They do great work there. It's a great idea for a Christmas gift. And you're running out of time, so take advantage of that service today. You can go to danblackstudios.net, Dan Black Studios on Facebook, or again, call them at 279-6036. We'll be right back with JD, Curmudgeon, others after the break.
Get good at giving.
Going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Discover the Dixie difference with special financing as low as $250. Visit calldixie.com.
American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Benatti spine procedures and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Dell Technologies has announced their Cyber Monday sale. They're releasing new doorbusters every weekday, plus up to 50% off cutting-edge tech for your business. There's no better time to upgrade your small business with the latest laptops and desktops with Intel Core processors, plus there's free shipping on everything. Yes, everything. Give Dell Technologies advisors a call. They'll identify the right tech solution for your business. Call 877-ASK-DELL or go to dell.com/SBCyberMonday. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Eddie Beefcake Bader.
That's right. Oh, in the house.
Which would you prefer, Eddie? Cream puff or cupcake or beefcake?
I like them all, to be honest. Not one I don't
you
like.
You would.
Yeah, it's not
just
one I don't
take
like.
Whatever you get.
Pretty much. You know me, Joey.
272-9228. Let's go to the phones, talk to Curmudgeon. Hey, Curmudgeon.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I think we're giving Mr. Barr too much grief here. I think Barr's a good guy. But I'll get to that in a minute. But
sure.
I think it was Jack just talked about all we knew there was trouble with all the mail-in voting and this and that. Well, you know, where was the Republican Party not fighting that? I mean, these people were making the decisions that were not made at the legislature. They were made by secretaries of state and stuff like that for these states. Where was Trump and them, where were they fighting that?
They weren't fighting. RNC is not worth the. Don't write a check to the Republican National Committee, y'all. Whatever
you can't blame that on Barr. You got to blame it
no,
on those.
No, you can't.
Guys. And you can't come up with two or three things where somebody said votes were cheated on, and think you're going to change a whole election over it. You're going to have to prove that it was hundreds of thousands.
Yes.
And if that proof is there, then the Trump campaign ought to be suing them in court.
Well, and that's why I said Attorney General Barr's statement to the Associated Press was qualified. He said, so far.
Yeah. But what we're glossing over with Barr is what he did when he put a special counsel with Durham.
Yep.
And then nobody's talking about that. But that's something they can't, the next Attorney General right. can't come in and gloss over. Well, he could fire him. But we'd be on a level of talking about, Archibald Cox and the Nixon thing being
right.
fired. So you're not going to come in and fire Durham. And the other part of Durham could extend his case. If he ran anything with Hunter Biden, if something came up with that, he could ask for extension of that case into that. But so you've got to give Barr some credit for actually walking out of that place and putting in the process of something that they're not just going to be able to gloss over at some point. If they're worth anything, it's going to come out.
Well, and to agree with you, curmudgeon, and one of the reasons why Barr might not have been able to drop anything before the election, I mean, they really, I think the pandemic affected impaneling a grand jury and getting things done quickly. That's one factor. But there are a lot of reports that what they're touching on has a lot to do with the CIA. And there are a lot of reports of what they called gray mail. It's essentially, hey, if you cross a certain line, we're going to use all the powers at our disposal as the intelligence community to make your life hell. And essentially,
well, all I know is he's got the power of Mueller. He's got millions of dollars to fight the thing. He's got the ability to take people to charge them. And part of that complaint that Barr said was criminal.
Yes.
So he didn't make it like we're just going to information item. So Barr needs to be given a lot of credit for having the balls to actually make a special counsel that's going to leave them with something that they can't just gloss over and go away.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you emphasizing that. Thank you. 272-9228. J.D., welcome.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I think Barr is playing it close to the vest and waiting for the right information to get presented to him. I do think that a lot on the state level, that when they've shown and proved, which I believe they have, that these Dominion voting systems can be tampered with by outside individuals, that they should launch a complete investigation to those specific systems and quit trying to wipe them clean and run away with the evidence. That just screams cover up.
Right.
But here's my big question, and this is just speculation. What in one of these states that was predominantly red that went Biden by a couple of cities, these people that went ahead and certified instead of launching an investigation, I think there's going to be a lot of townspeople voting against them the next time. And when they remain in office, I think there's going to be a little bit of head scratching going on. People in power tend to stay in power, even if they're voted against. I think that's where tides are going to start turning quite a bit. I don't see how some of these folks can just certify something when there's a big reasonable doubt there. I'm not saying, hey, it's true or not true, but it is worth an investigation.
Yes, and like I keep saying, it's not the most likely outcome that continues to be Biden as the next president of the United States. I heard a great idea that Trump should resign like a few hours or a day or two before Biden's inauguration, so Pence gets sworn in as the 46th president, so that this change everything on the stationery for Biden.
Hysterical.
Yeah, so he'd be the 47th, just to screw with
him. Except we all pay for that, sorry.
Yeah, I know. It wouldn't. It's just a joke.
I don't know. I'm still down with it. They waste my money all the time anyway. I might as well get a laugh out of something. Remember, wasn't it when Bush came in?
There was going to be a lot of evidence coming Friday, but it wound up coming Monday and Tuesday.
Well, isn't it when Bush came in, they chipped up all the...
Yeah, the Clinton folks took... No, they took all the W's.
Oh, the W's.
Off of the keyboards. Yeah. My goodness. It's all sorts of stuff like that goes on during transitions.
I would like to be on the transition team.
Yeah,
but this transition's a little bit different. The last anything revolving around Donald Trump is completely different. I'll tell you a short story real quick. Somebody made a comment the other day, and I said, oh, you mean it's the vaccine is made in Germany, as in the same Germany that started, you know, that was involved in two world wars. That was my direct quote, involved in two world wars. And they told me, you're a Trump supporter. That's a lie. At no point did we discuss Trump. They said, you're a Trump supporter, and that's a lie. Germany was never involved in any world wars.
Guess they aren't history buffs.
I'm like, good night.
I got, you know,